views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, thanks for joining us and tuning in today. I have a really special show for you today. And as we always do, we're going to explore our interconnected lives with kind of a twist today. Every week, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your interconnected self and your connection to spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine a spiritual path that smoothly integrates Western psychology and Eastern wisdoms. Imagine how Western psychology might serve a sacred purpose by furthering our capacity to embody our larger awakenings in a more personally integrated way, serving as a bridge between the spiritual path and ordinary life. And imagine this spiritual path, having it take us off the mountains, out of the monasteries, and lead us directly and deeper into our real, authentic human lives and relationships. We are going to talk about this today. I have a very special guest, so I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. I'm going to introduce our guest, Dr. John Wellwood. Dr. Wellwood is a clinical psychologist and associate editor of Transpersonal Psychology. He's a leading figure in transpersonal psychology and in the field of integrating Western psychology and Eastern wisdom. Dr. Wellwood is the author of numerous books, and I want to read some of these titles for you so you can feel the essence of his life's work. You might even recognize a few of these. Perfect Love, Imperfect Relationships, Healing the Wound of Our Heart, and Toward a Psychology of Awakening, Buddhism, Psychotherapy, and the Path of Personal and Spiritual Transformation. Journey of the Heart, The Path of Conscious Love, Love and Awakening, Discovering the Sacred Path of Intimate Relationship, and Ordinary Magic, Everyday Life as Spiritual Path. Are you hearing that theme and what we get to talk about today? One of the things I most appreciate about Dr. Wellwood's innovative work in transpersonal psychology is his beautiful emphasis on integrating psychology and spiritual work, and focusing on intimate relationships as a spiritual path. So we are going to talk so much more about that. For now, welcome, Dr. Wellwood.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I want to jump into so many different things here, but one of the things we do on our show, Dr. Wellwood, is we have a little tradition. Because the show is the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, we really like to get people's perspectives on that unity, that unitive consciousness of really what that means to different people from many different disciplines that we have on the show. So my first question for you is, what does All Things Connected mean to you?
Well, connection is a really important word. It says a lot. Because, you know, this is exactly what our world needs right now. And I would say, in a way, I dedicate all my work toward connectedness and to heal the disconnectedness that's so prevalent in our world. I sometimes say that we live in a tyrannical system, and I don't mean political. The tyranny of the disconnected mind, I call it, that's kind of running the world right now. And it doesn't matter what country you're in. The leaders of the world, the people who are making the big decisions in the world, are, for the most part, disconnected from their, from themselves, from their heart, from their deeper mind wisdom, from their body, from nature, from the soul, from spiritual wisdom, from truth. You know, you could go on and on. I call it the disconnected mind, and I think it's a great danger in the world today. The disconnected mind is so disconnected that it will lead us to disconnect from the world, and it will become extinct, you know, because we're not connecting. So the great opportunity of spiritual work and any kind of personal work that you're doing is to reconnect body and mind, reconnect body and spirit, reconnect mind and spirit, reconnect soul and heart, nature, wisdom, truth, feeling. Feeling is a big one. It's also connected feeling.
Well, you know, that's one of the really a good point. It's one of the pieces about your body of work that I really appreciate, because what you're doing in your books and in your life and in your practice is really teaching people to embrace that spiritual path and embrace the spiritual awakening, but bring it back into who we are as humans and really into this mind body, into these relationships, and not, you know, I love how you teach about that separation and a lot of really contemporary spiritual teachers go off into the separation, and we create this elitism and this disconnect with who we really are in our ordinary lives. And I really appreciate that. But speak more about that, would you?
Well, you know, as human, it comes down to what does it mean to be a human being, which is a really big question. It's one that we're all facing and dealing with in our lives all the time, every single day. What does it mean to be human? And one of the aspects of being human that's really essential, maybe the core element of being human, is the human being is a bridge. There's a great story from the Quran, actually, where God created the human being by breathing spirit into clay. And he was so happy with his creation that he asked the angels to bow down to this new creation. So in a way, that story says almost says the human being is higher than the angels, or more amazing in a certain way than the angels, because the angels are just dealing with the angelic realm. Well, the human being is dealing with the angelic realm, you could say the spiritual realm, but also the very practical, down-to-earth mud, the clay, the stuff that is hard to move, the part that doesn't easily change. So the human being is a bridge between spirit and matter, between heaven and earth, between the conditioned and the unconditioned, between the infinite and the finite. We have both sides inside us. And so it's amazing, because anything we say that's true, we assert as a truth. For a human being, the opposite is also true. You could say we're spiritual beings, but you also have to say, well, we're really practical, down-to-earth beings. We're animal creatures, just like the other animals are. Anything you say, the opposite is also true. And this is what makes it very confusing to be human, because people choose to go, inevitably, continually choose one or the other, one pole at the expense of the other. So you have people who focus on a spiritual path and engage in what I call spiritual bypassing, which is they bypass their emotional problems, their family problems, their relational problems, their wounding. They bypass that all in the line of rising above it all through transcendent spirituality. Whereas what we really need is spirituality that includes the earth element, the dark element, the stuck element, the conditioned element, the wounded element in us, and then we are the bridge. We become the bridge between heaven and earth. We bring the larger possibilities down into daily life, and that's what's really crucial for a human being.
You know, the piece that's really important about this, and we only just have a minute before break here, but I'd love to talk more about this, is we don't, on the spiritual path, we really don't have to go into this horrible suffering, but bringing it in and feeling our feelings and going through that and being in our humanness moves us through it in a more awakened place. And so the role of emotions can be really confusing, I think, for spiritual seekers sometimes, because, you know, I think there's a lot of that guilt too of, oh, I'm not spiritual enough because I'm having an argument with my husband, or, you know, I'm having a hard time at work with my coworker, or whatever that is. But I love how you do bring this into our relationships and real life.
Yeah. Well, feelings are real. Feelings are real. Thoughts are imagination. But feeling is a real response to reality. I make a distinction between feeling and emotion. Maybe we can talk about that after the break.
That'll be a great place to start. Let's do that. Right before break, let's give our listeners your website or contact information where they can find you, more about where you're speaking, where you're, more about your books, that kind of thing. Do you have a website?
Yeah, johnwellwood.com. That's spelled with one L. Wellwood is spelled with one L.
Okay, WELWOOD, johnwellwood.com. Okay, listeners, we're going to talk more about the feeling and move more into our relationships as well right after this break.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and my guest today is Dr. John Wellwood. And we've been talking about spirituality and bridging this bridging piece between Western psychology and the Eastern wisdoms. And Dr. Wellwood, we were talking about feelings and emotions right before the break. And one of the things about your work and teachings that is really, really integral and needed right now on our planet is, how do we take this spiritual awakening? You know, many people are waking in more and more and more numbers all the time, it seems like. And the important piece of your work is to not lose the psychology, lose the ego, lose the Western scientific mind and the left brain, but to really use that to help integrate those experiences. Let's talk about that and the role of that humanness and emotions.
Yeah, you know, feeling, I make a distinction between feeling and emotion, so we should talk about that for a minute. Feeling is also a bridge between the two worlds because it's based on openness. You can't feel anything unless you're open. And our consciousness is essentially open, wide open. Our conditioning is so much closed it down and focused it in certain narrow ways. It becomes the conceptual mind. The conceptual mind is useful, but it's only useful as a servant, not as a master. So feeling is another way of knowing other than the conceptual mind. It's a way of knowing directly through bodily felt experience. And, you know, feeling is based on openness. So because we're open, we can feel. If we were like a rock, we would not feel anything. We would just be hard. Some people try to live like a rock because they don't want to be open and feel and be sensitive. Because it requires, if you're open, you have to feel somewhat sensitive. You feel somewhat sensitive and you feel somewhat vulnerable even. Because you're exposed to the world, and we want that. We want to be exposed to the world, except the conditioned part of us, the ego part of us, doesn't so much want to be exposed to the world. It wants to be in control of the world, control of ourselves. And that's the opposite of feeling. But feeling is a form of receptivity. Another term for sensitivity would be receptivity. Because we're open, we receive input. We take it into us, and how do we take it into us? Through feeling. We actually feel it. We feel what's going on around us. We feel everything. We feel everything that's going on in the world. We feel what's going on in the Middle East, for example. We feel it in our body, but we have the capacity to shut that down with our mind and control it and to stuff it away. And then it sort of ferments inside us and becomes the basis for emotional contractedness. Emotion, in contrast to feeling, is a reactivity. So I want to make a distinction between receptivity, which is feeling, which is based on openness, and emotion, reactivity against, usually. Something affects us and we don't like it. We're angry about it. We're frustrated with it. We're upset about it, we're depressed by it, we're frightened of it, and it's just an immediate kind of animal gut reaction, and we want to somehow control it because it's too much to handle. But emotion is also based on the past. It's a way of reacting based on the past. It's based on our wounding from the past. It's based on our conditioning of the past. In other words, when we're angry, it's not just when somebody cuts us off in traffic and we're angry about it. it's not really just about the person who cut us off in traffic. It's about our whole history of being cut off, being ignored, being mistreated. So, I mean, people, you know, road rage is an interesting example of an emotional attack where someone cuts you off in traffic or speeds by you or is driving too slow in front of you or whatever, and people get out in Los Angeles. People used to often get out of their cars and start shooting each other over such incidents. It's never about the incident itself, really. It's what the incident triggers in the person about not being treated right, about feeling bad about themselves, about being hurt in the past, and the offending driver becomes what I call the bad other. So the object of an emotion is often a mental projection based on our past history of wounding. And the woundedness of that comes from the bad other is the feeling of not being treated right, not being seen as we are, not being loved as we are, not being accepted as we are, not being valued as we are. And we carry that wound inside us, and it's ready to explode at any moment. Emotion is one way that it comes out. So I'm not arguing that not so much for emotional intelligence, but I mean, it would be good to have emotional intelligence, but also appreciating that feeling is a much deeper thing. It's much more connected. It's a form of connection. Feeling is a form of connectedness. It's a form of relatedness. When we feel something, we feel related to it. When we're emotional about something, we're often not related to it. We're trying to push it away, pull it, trying to control it, trying to change it, trying to fix it, trying to blame somebody for it. That's what happens in emotion. So it's a very important distinction. I think people often lump them both together, all feeling and emotion. And with feeling is the bridge between heaven and earth, because it's based on openness, but it's also based on being very connected to something very particular and concrete. When the sun is rising, when the sun is setting, when the breeze blows on your skin, you feel it. You feel the effect of it. You feel connected with it. That's all part of feeling.
Wow, that's a beautiful distinction between those two. I really appreciate how you explain that. And the thing that really strikes me about this conversation is the necessity of feeling for the relatedness.
Absolutely. It's the core of relatedness.
Yeah, and that relates. And you...
It's also the core of healing. You know, it's often said, what you feel, you can heal. If you don't feel it, if you don't feel the wounding from the past, you can't possibly heal it. There's no way to go about healing it.
Yeah, so that road rage dude that gets out of his car to shoot, if he would really feel that list of things that you said might be what he's projecting, if he would go into that feeling and resolve it,
that's right,
he could heal.
He could heal. He could be transformed.
Yeah.
Feeling is a pathway to transformation. As a psychotherapist, I emphasize it all the time. But it's not like getting people to act out their emotions. It's not about that. It's much more subtle. It's a much more sensitive, tender. Another word for feeling could be tenderness. It's very much connected to the heart center. The heart chakra is all about feeling and openness and tenderness.
Well, and so there lies a lot of the spiritual wisdom, you know, as we start
right.
to put that into the conversation, because as we're looking at the heart, this is that place of deep love, compassion, relationship, you know, it's a beautiful path.
Yeah. It's a human path. It's like only human beings can love in the way that we love. You know, angels can probably love in another kind of way, but we love, human beings love the particulars. We love the particular way someone affects us. That's what falling in love is about. We're falling in love with how someone affects us. And we have great appreciation for that. We can write beautiful songs and poetry about it. You know, we have the capacity to really love in a complete way. I love all the particulars. Even love the wounding and the flaws of the other person. It's all part of it.
It also sounds like an antidote to the disconnected mind.
Absolutely. It's an absolute antidote. So what we really need to do is connect with our feelings, which connects us to the heart center, which helps us connect to the body altogether, and the earth, and also heaven. So love is the joining of heaven and earth. It has the openness of heaven, the spiritual openness of heaven, and it has the groundedness of earth, the very particularity of earth. We love something particular as human beings. We don't just love everything. You could love everything. We can also love everything, actually. That's the opposite. Anything I say, the opposite is also true. So, I mean, we love the particulars, but we also love the infinite, or you could say we love God. We love the universal, the oneness of everything.
You know, Dr. Wellwood, one of the things that I'm hearing in our conversation too today that I really appreciate is I hear so often people are saying we're resolving duality. It's time to resolve duality. And you're really sitting in the position of holding the tension of both as one continuum. It's just one thing.
Right. So again, it's not oneness against duality. So that's what I would call spiritual bypassing. We bypass the duality of being an individual. There are important distinctions to be made between there's the separate self that's alienated, but there's also the individual being who is individuated, who has particular qualities, particular gifts to offer. So, and in love, in relationship, we don't want to transcend duality. I mean, as one famous writer said, two can only be one when they are two.
Mm.
You know, so we can't get rid of two. We can't get rid of duality. But we want to make duality one pole of a continuum so we can move back and forth between duality and oneness. We can live in both worlds. That's what's so important and unique and wonderful about human beings. So we can live in both worlds. We can live in two worlds.
Yeah, great. You know, let's teach our listeners how to do that a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show with Dr. John Wellwood. When we come back, learn how to walk in two worlds. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I have Dr. John Wellwood with us. And right before the break, we were talking about walking in two worlds, and this is going to be a huge thing. I'm really looking forward to seeing where you go with this, Dr. Wellwood. But I just mentioned to you on break that I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and I was talking about some of my own personal mystical experiences that I have had, and what it's like, especially with this broken leg. It's really grounded me and brought me into my body and really helped to integrate spiritual into this mortal, finite existence and bringing more consciousness in. And she had said to me, you know, our sacred stories should no longer be our secret stories. And not very often do we talk about that. And here I'm inviting you to talk about walking in both worlds. So I'm anxious to see where you go with that. But here we are, these individual people. And because we're feeling and we're open, we're bridging these two worlds. But what does that really mean, to bridge it and to maybe even walk in two worlds?
Well, let's take a concrete example. At Omega Institute, I teach there upstate New York, and someone had written on a graffiti on a particular spot and had said, you don't have to improve, think about improving yourself because you're already completely perfect as you are. And I thought, well, that's a nice sentiment, but it's not the whole story. And there's another quote that I like that goes a little further than that one. It's from Suzuki Roshi, a great Zen master in San Francisco who was there in the 70s. And he said, you're perfect just as you are, and you could use a little improvement. So that's holding the duality. That's holding both truths. That's walking in both worlds. The truth is our spiritual nature, our essential nature, is perfect, and we can experience that perfection in moments of spiritual revelation or discovery, awakening. And we realize we are perfect as we are. Just to let yourself be and be present and be open. And be open to yourself and to be open to the world. Just to be, that's perfect in itself, that's complete in itself. At the same time, we're a conditioned being. We're also conditioned by our past. We're conditioned by our hurt and pain from the past. And we're reactive to it. And we have habitual patterns that repeat themselves that are not healthy and not good in a sense. So we're also imperfect. So if we can hold both, we're saying, okay, I'm perfect as I am. I'm also working with my imperfection. That's what helps us avoid spiritual bypassing. To say I'm just perfect, I don't need any improvement, would set me up for spiritual bypassing, meaning I would try to use that spiritual truth of perfection to deny or avoid dealing with the imperfections in myself. So to hold both the perfection and the imperfection, that's the great wisdom. That's the great path for a human being. And I call, sometimes I, in my book, Journey of the Heart, I talk about this a lot, as we call it the razor's edge. The razor's edge is where we experience that place in us where when we can't just settle down and say, I am this, I am that. But actually, when you fall in, for example, when you fall in love, it brings up a fantastic opening of the heart. But it also brings up great fear of being hurt, a distrust. Can I really trust love? Can I really open, hope for closing down? So we're opening up at the same time when we fall in love, when we love someone. We're also trying to protect ourselves from being hurt. That's the razor's edge. In other words, it's a place where we can accept, we can relate to both sides of our nature, and by including both sides of our nature, allows a much deeper kind of connection to happen, not just with ourselves, but with the other person as well. And so I talk about walking on the razor's edge or dancing on the razor's edge. It means being open to both sides of reality, both truths, and that's what allows us to be actually more deeply human.
What do you say to a client or an audience when they haven't experienced maybe some of that bigger universal mystery in maybe a mystical experience or some profound spiritual experience, and they're not experiencing the connectedness to all that is. So they haven't walked that side of the world. How do you work with that person?
I try to help people do something very simple, which is just to be, or to experience themselves being, or I could say to feel themselves being. I mean, maybe the people who are listening to this right now could take a moment and just do that. You're listening intently to what I'm saying. You're trying to figure it out. You're trying to see if you agree with it or not. See if you can put all that aside, all that doing. That's all doing, trying to figure something out, trying to do something with it, trying to make sense of it. Just let all that go. Okay, just drop it. And just for a moment, just tune into the fact of being, not doing anything. Don't do anything at all, except to notice that you're actually here right now. You're actually being. And that being is nothing specific. It's very open. It's very flowing. It's just the presence of yourself being. And this is who you are, actually. It's very simple.
Yeah, I like that. Because really, in that place of being, we open to that greater mystery, even in that moment.
Absolutely. It's right here.
Yeah.
It's not transcendent. It's right embodied in this human body that we live in.
So let's go to the opposite extreme, since we're talking about duality. And what would you say to a client that maybe has had a lot of mystical experience, but they seem to be this disembodied on this spiritual journey and only looking to have that next great epiphany?
Well, probably if that was totally the case, they wouldn't be coming to see me as a psychotherapist.
That's true.
Because they're coming because of some pain that they need to resolve. But in general, if I meet that kind of person, I don't try to change them, but I would help them try to feel where they're sort of a little out of whack, where things aren't perfectly okay for themselves. That's their growing edge. Where their growing edge is where you don't feel completely satisfied with yourself, because you know you can go further than where you are. So that's, again, the paradox. Where we are is complete. That beingness is complete in itself, but also our becomingness, our evolutionary capacity, is to grow and to keep moving forward and to be more than just a vegetable. So, again, I would want to encourage someone to have a taste for their possibilities as a human being, not just being perfect as they are, but where they're evolving to, what are they here for, what are they here to contribute to this world, and what are they here to heal inside themselves so they can completely be open to contributing to the world.
Mm. You know, one of the things, if people are interested, Tortoise Psychology of Awakening talks about really bringing that spiritual piece down into that groundedness of beingness and the becomingness. I love your words. But I have heard you talk about this evolutionary capacity, and you say that it's time for us to re-envision both paths of spirituality and psychology, and that we haven't even reached humanity's greatest potential in that way. And I would love to hear, I would like to take this out to the micro, because we do have this big shift happening on the planet. Lots of people are awakening, and as a collective, we can move into really amazing places. But we only have a minute before this break, so I'm going to pause there and invite our listeners to come back after the break and hear the big conversation about our collective. And right before the break, though, Dr. Wellwood, I just want to remind our listeners one more time, you're at johnwellwood.com. It's WELLWOOD, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and talk a lot more about what should we envision on our spiritual path in this time on the planet, this time in history. It's a really important question. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S cafe.com.
Tune in
Attend a psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And I've had a guest here, Dr. John Wellwood, and you can reach him at johnwellwood.com. And please visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com, for all the information on upcoming shows. You can find all the archives there. You can sign up for our newsletter. And we have a brand new free 4-week experience coming up in just 2 weeks from now. So check that out. Sign up for that. It's a lot about what we're doing today here on the show, as a matter of fact, where we're looking at our spirit and our matter and how we integrate that on the planet here. So stop by thedrjulieshow.com, look around and sign up for that program. So Dr. Wellwood, right before the break, I was looking at your quote where you had said it's time for us to re-envision both of these paths for this time with psychology and spirituality. And you do a really good job bringing spirituality back in to fit the container of our Western mind. But you also talk that we haven't even reached humanity's greatest potential. So what is humanity's greatest potential? What's happening on the planet right now?
You know, one thing one of my inspirations and motivations in doing this work is I feel sorry. I know I feel sorry for you. I have great compassion for humanity because we're wasting so much of our resources, in inner and outer resources that could be used for greater benefit for all. And that's also based on humanity doesn't have a very good opinion of itself. You know, we don't trust ourselves and each other. And what we all need is to kind of come back to ourselves as human beings and learn to love ourselves, learn to love our humanity, learn to love our openness, and learn to love our capacity to feel and even our capacity to be hurt. Because to feel things means you're going to be hurt by some things. And to actually value all of that is the human path. And the human being is an incredible being. We should be out celebrating in the streets our humanity every day, every week, every month. The fact that we're born as human beings. Many religious traditions have seen it's a downfall to be born as a human being. This is an original sin, or original problem with being a human. It's not true. The human being is a fantastic creation, and if we can learn to love ourselves and our possibilities and our weaknesses, everything, learn to love everything about ourselves, then we can learn to love other people in the same way. Mm-hmm. And this kind of boundless love is where we're moving. A human being can bring love into the world in a way that no other creature can, and embody it. And it's based on loving yourself, basically, not loving yourself as a self, particularly as a separate self, but loving our gifts, our potentials, our qualities, our capacities, our possibilities. And the fact that we can span these two worlds of heaven and earth and spirit and matter, the fact that we can do that at all should be cause for continual celebration and gratitude that we are born in this human form, and that what's calling on us is for the world as a whole to realize this beauty. And I can see people celebrating the earth. The earth needs to be celebrated also, as well as the human being. The earth is an incredible holder, nurture of all of us and our capacities. But we should be out celebrating, basically. Mm. You know, this is what we need to be doing.
Wow. I was really moved. In fact, I had goosebumps when you were talking about our capacity to embody love.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful gift that is to all of humanity to really hear that, that we are really this species that can embody it and really manipulate. And I mean this in a nice way, not in a controlling, manipulative way, but we have the ability to put it into motion and to create with love and to co-create with love and to touch people and to open more to that feeling. And wow, just to say we can embody that.
Right. And every problem we have, every fault, every hurt, every obstacle in our life can serve as an opportunity to develop a deeper, greater love. That's what, so everything becomes path. I use the word path. Everything becomes spiritual path that way, that we can take everything that comes along, even if it seems like even if it's like your broken leg, Julie, or a great illness, or a disaster like a divorce, or a death in the family, something, whatever comes along, as human beings, we are going to feel it. It doesn't mean we should shut down our feelings so we don't feel it. But we need to open up our feelings so we feel a greater feeling, which is actually comes out to be love in the long run. So every opportunity, every disaster in our lives is an opportunity for the path of love to go deeper and go get bigger, to love more and more of this universe that we live in, this fantastic, miraculous universe. Our body and our mind and our spirit is a miracle. It's amazing. No one can even imagine how to create the human body. It's such a complex, amazing, functioning being. And here we are in it. And the capacity to love from our heart is really the great potential of human being.
Yeah, you know, my orthopedic surgeon said today, I just had my 5-week checkup, and he said, you know, when I went to medical school, we didn't know any of this stuff, but did you know, and he went on to tell me, and I'll just put it in a synopsis, but he said, when your leg breaks, you have all of these hormones and different things that are kind of like waking your body up to send a lot of love right there to heal it. And I love how you said that. It's like, we live in an amazing universe.
It is. It's like we should all stand in awe of every day and turn off the newspaper, the news, and just celebrate.
Mm. Yeah.
Celebrate being alive. Celebrate being born as a human being. Celebrate being able to relate to other human beings with love. It's amazing.
Mm.
No one could have thought it up.
No one could have. No. One of the things that we talk about in my circles is really to just wake up to that ourselves so right. That we're giving the fullest expression of us, and that's enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Right here, right now, that we are enough in this perfectly imperfect state of our being. We're perfectly enough. We need to activate that.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Well, we just have a few minutes left on the show, and I really want to thank you for being here. I've totally enjoyed this conversation and wish we had more time.
Oh, great. It's been a pleasure.
I've learned from you over the years, and I really appreciate what you're doing in transpersonal psychology and really bridging that East and West. Thank you for serving our planet in that way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I have something in me, I don't know what it is, that always loves to join opposites.
Mm.
I'm always attracted to trying to express and articulate and heal and transform the path of opposite things into some larger reality, some larger truth.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. I've been imprinted with this bridge metaphor for my life, and I really appreciate that. So if you just had one billboard that you could put in the middle of San Francisco or somewhere on the planet, what would you want it to say?
Wake up and let yourself be.
I love that. Well, thank you for being with us today and teaching us about being and becoming. And listeners, I just want to remind you, we're here every Tuesday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and make connection your intention and living to your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
The Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.